When we talk about history, we generally imply human history, but this is starting to change in a growing humanities subdiscipline called animal history. Animal history is distinct because it treats animals as historical subjects. So how do animals affect history, and how are they affected by history? And this presents a lot of methodological problems. History already is challenging when we're dealing with humans because there's often language barriers, time barriers, cultural barriers, etc. But these difficulties are amplified tenfold when we're talking about different species. So for a while now, in the past few decades, historians have been starting to discuss how we might address the animal perspective in history. And only within the last 5 to 10 years have historians started to really actually start writing their own animal histories. But the discipline is still very new, kind of haphazard, and there's a lot of different approaches out there. So my project basically examined as many animal histories as I could find, along with a lot of the theory behind it. And I started to notice some patterns of problems that were emerging, because the goal of animal history is to learn how to respect animals more, understand how our relationships to them affect them and not just us. And these are relevant problems in the world where we have pets being incredibly spoiled in the home while we eat lots of meat from factory farms and things like that. So a lot of the problems involve anthropocentrism, which is human-centered rhetoric, and anthropomorphism, which is projecting our thoughts and feelings onto animals. And a lot of these problems continue to pop up, even histories that are completely dedicated to writing about animals and from the animal perspective. So my paper explains where these pitfalls lie, and I also propose some solutions so that the discipline can more effectively address its purpose, and also so that the discipline can come together as a more cohesive body.